Welcome to VG Buzz, your daily source for gaming news. Brought to you by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 a month at Element.fm and amplify your voice. Now let's get to the news. Kicking off today's episode, LEGO is making headlines with the announcement of LEGO Batman: Legacy of the Dark Knight, set to launch globally on March 1st, 2026. Fans of the Caped Crusader and collectors alike will be delighted by not just the game, but also four spectacular LEGO sets that will release alongside the title, each unlocking exclusive downloadable content for players. Let's talk about those special Batmobile models, which are already generating buzz throughout the gaming and LEGO communities. First up is the sleek gray Batman v Superman Batmobile, a fan favorite for its futuristic curves and action-ready design that will be made available as a physical set and in-game vehicle. Joining it is the Batman Batmobile, a muscle car-inspired model that captures the gritty tone of the recent films, and the elongated, dramatic Batman and Robin Batmobile, perfect for collectors. In addition to these vehicles, LEGO is celebrating two decades of Batman in brick form with a commemorative set featuring the iconic Bat logo and a limited edition gold Batman minifigure. This set is primed to become a centerpiece on shelves and a milestone marker for veteran LEGO Batman fans and newcomers alike. For those who appreciate narrative depth and atmospheric settings, an all-new Arkham Asylum LEGO set is being crafted to enhance both the storytelling elements and collector experience within the game. All told, these offerings represent a significant push by LEGO to blend physical and digital play, further blurring the line between gamer and builder. Shifting our focus towards the broader gaming industry, strong community engagement continues to define the landscape, as seen with the phenomenal performance of Claire Obscure, Expedition 33. Surpassing 5 million units sold, Expedition 33 has become a darling among RPG fans, and is poised for even greater success with a promised upcoming free major update. This update will introduce a brand new playable location, new formidable bosses, and an array of fresh challenges, fueling speculation and excitement in fan forums and on social media alike. It's always a delight to watch a title's community come alive with anticipation around new content, especially as developers listen closely to feedback, building a virtuous cycle of support and engagement. On the other side of the sales spectrum, King of Meat, despite receiving generally positive reviews, has struggled to make its mark on Steam, highlighting just how fiercely competitive today's market is. Meanwhile, fans of the Skate franchise are scratching their heads over Skate 4's latest Block Party Challenge, a quest that tasks players with hunting down the elusive Rectory Park for a series of grind-focused sequences. Social media is awash with tips, maps, and theories, underscoring the enduring appeal of collaborative problem-solving in the modern gaming experience. In an industry where change is the only constant, Electronic Arts' massive decision to transition into a privately operated company has sent waves throughout the business and fan communities. With this move, speculation is mounting over how EA will steer its future direction, restructure its workforce, and adapt creatively without the pressures of quarterly earnings calls. This is all unfolding against the backdrop of growing concerns in the industry about cultural representation, creative autonomy, and the pace of consolidation. As mergers and acquisitions become more common, many are questioning the long-term impacts on diversity, innovation, and worker satisfaction in game development circles. One area where competition is heating up is in gaming hardware, particularly as Valve unveils details about its next-generation VR headset. Touted as a serious rival to offerings from Meta and Sony, Valve's new device is rumored to offer significant improvements in field of view, haptics, and portability. Industry watchers are eager to see how the upcoming headset will influence both VR game design and consumer adoption rates in the coming year. Speaking of innovation, Ubisoft is doubling down on the integrity of gameplay with a renewed commitment to combating cheating in Rainbow Six Siege. The new wave of anti-cheat measures is already being hailed by the community as a much-needed refresh to one of the genre's most beloved tactical shooters. The aim is not only to preserve the challenge and excitement for veteran players, but also to create a more welcoming environment for newcomers. Intrigued by the title's reputation, elsewhere, nostalgia for tried-and-true franchises remains high, with Elder Scrolls VI continuing to stoke anticipation, even as details remain closely guarded. And a string of updates for crowd-pleasing games like Kingdom Rush Battles and Little Nightmares 3. On the mobile front, events like Pokemon Go's Trashy Max Battle keep players engaged with limited-time challenges, while Cookie Run, Kingdom's frequent updates keep longtime fans and newbies entertained. Nintendo Switch users have reason to celebrate as well, with the expansion of the Switch Online SNES library, adding beloved classics and showcasing Nintendo's ongoing commitment to preserving gaming history for new generations. Not every story is cause for celebration, however, as the competitive Fortnite community reels from news of Epic Games pursuing legal action against several map creators. The central issue? Accusations regarding the use of bots to artificially inflate engagement metrics inside Epic's creator program. Trust is at stake, with many in the community questioning the governance around user-generated content and how policies are being enforced. Amidst these controversies, the world of digital entertainment remains as vibrant as ever, with both familiar names and newcomers leaving their mark. From Destiny 2's ongoing saga to fresh indie darlings like Defused and Hungry Horrors. Meanwhile, PlayStation's recent Player's Choice sale has sparked conversation as players sift through a range of discounted gems, reflecting the diverse tastes in the gaming community. Some fans are overjoyed by surprise deals, while others voice frustration over missed opportunities and overlooked titles. Microsoft is also under the microscope, facing negative backlash for recent price hikes to Xbox Game Pass subscriptions, with discussions raging about the value and quality of services provided. While some argue that the diverse library justifies the cost, others worry that growing expenses could push more gamers away or toward rival platforms. These debates serve as a reminder of just how passionate and engaged today's gaming community is, with individual stories interwoven into a larger narrative of innovation, challenge, and opportunity. Looking ahead, it's clear that the interactive entertainment landscape is on the cusp of substantial transformation, powered by creative risk-taking and a hunger for fresh experiences. Whether it's the collision of digital and physical play through innovative collaborations like Lego Batman, or the evolution of game design propelled by community feedback and technological advances, change is coming fast. Players can look forward to richer stories, greater opportunities for collaboration, and even more chances to see their voices reflected in the games they love. As publishers and developers reality check their business models and creative practices, the result may be new partnerships, alternative distribution strategies, and diverse takes on quintessential genres. It's not just about what comes next for the world's gaming giants, but about how those with bold ideas, whether indie upstarts or multinational studios, can shape an industry that thrives on innovation and inclusivity. All the while, fans continue to be the heartbeat of the industry, supporting and challenging creators to deliver the best possible experiences both in-game and beyond. As we wrap up today's headlines, it's worth celebrating the range of stories, personalities, and possibilities that keep the world of gaming endlessly fascinating for players everywhere. So, whether you're building your dream Batcave or strategizing your next Victory Royale, the future of interactive entertainment promises something for everyone. That's all for today's journey through the biggest stories in games, gear, and community. Checkpoint cleared. Thanks, and catch us tomorrow in your favorite podcast app.